Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
Yo.
What is up, my dude?
We're back in the backlog, baby.
Yeah. We're backlogging it.
Yeah. Today is January 11th, probably.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that sounds about right. I'll roll with January 11th.
Yeah. So, happy January 11th. Again, it's the podcast for Talk Sauce.
By Talk Sauce.
How's it feel to be in the backlog, Bo?
It feels good. I kind of have something. I talked to you about this on the phone, but I kind of wanted to talk about my suit conundrum with you on podcast. Yeah, so for those of you who listened to the wedding recap episode, which we definitely did do, we all remember it. Me, Kelly, and Jack were groomsmen in AJ's wedding. For those of you who don't know Kelly or AJ, they're our friends, listeners of the podcast. Yeah,
they're idiots.
Absolute bitches. Nice.
40% of the listening. The listeners.
And as groomsmen, we got these super nice suits that we were all psyched about. It was like, we never have to buy a suit again. We have suits for the rest of our lives for whenever we need suits.
They were like fitted for us.
Yeah. We had to go to Buffalo to get them fitted and stuff. They're really nice. And I'm going to a wedding in Vegas at the end of the month. And I tried on the suit. And let's just say that your boy's body has changed since I last needed the suit.
Yeah, it was way too big for him.
Yeah, I shrunk. Yeah.
Was this made for a giant?
No, that waist.
Like, how far off are we talking here?
I can, like, it's like, oh man, I wanted
to. Could you snap it?
No.
No chance. Like, no, it couldn't chance. Even close.
It popped. Damn.
So are you trying to
I'm
fit
doing,
into that?
I'm going to do like a primarily dry January thing until the wedding to see. I'm going to a tailor next week to see if there's any way we could get the waist.
Just go help. You're beyond repair.
Well, the blazer still fits really nicely. Yeah. So I'd only need pants. So worst case scenario, I'll go buy some blue pants that aren't as nice because it's a little motivation to kind of like get back
get into
shape.
Those
pants. Yeah, because I abstractly understood the concept that I had like gained weight in the last like year. But I last wore that suit on Thanksgiving of last year at my cousin's wedding and it fit perfectly.
Yeah, and you're then, like, I look damn good.
No, it wasn't at all. So it's like, oh, this is the definitive. Dun-dun.
Yeah, like, I think mine will still like go on, but the pants would be like really tight,
like
probably.
Deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know, what's been weird for me is since I was like just the skinniest dude in the world for the majority of my life.
I remember
up until like 4 years ago, maybe, probably even less. I wore medium shirts. Like, so every single shirt I own is a medium, and now mediums don't really fit me anymore. So I just like can only wear like 8 shirts that I own, probably.
Are you a large guy?
I'm a large now, baby.
I just upped to XL.
Boy, dude, can I have all your shirts?
No, because the larges still fit. I just kind of, one, they were starting to get a little snugger, I think. And two, I do like the baggier look. So I started buying XLs. And I like XLs. I like them. Because right. When I was in better shape, I liked things tighter, you know? And I guess now I don't.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know? And
if the juice cleanse fails, let me have all your shirts.
Oh, the juice cleanse. Oh, thanks. So I'll after this story, we'll catch up with Jack. But over Christmas holiday, I drunkenly bought a
juice cleanse. Hold on. Oh, wait, you're back. Your connection cut out for a second. Yeah.
So over Christmas, I got drunk and I bought a juice cleanse, a one-day juice cleanse to be delivered to my house. And it got delivered and I did it.
Bo was telling me quick interjection. Bo was telling me about this earlier, and I said that's like the most responsible drunken purchase I've ever heard of. Most people are like, I'm going to eat. Like, most people just order a pizza or just treat their bodies terribly, do drugs. But Bo's like, nah, I'm doing a juice cleanse.
It's funny. I was telling people yesterday, the day I was on the juice cleanse, about the juice cleanse. And they're like, so confused by it. It was like, oh yeah, I worked in juice shops for like on and off for like 6 years. So I've been around that like world so much that like juice just makes sense to me, you know?
Oh, I know.
But I did it yesterday and it was going fine. But in the middle of the morning, I was just like kind of bored at work. So it's like, I wonder what the actual science is on the effectiveness of a juice cleanse to like detoxify. And basically the science was that it's probably not super effective and that your body is pretty damn good at detoxifying itself if you like take care of it. And so it's like,
disappointing.
I know. It's like, I'll still do it. I like bought it, except I did find an article from Big Juice. And it was all like pro, like juice cleanse, yeah, like, oh, yeah, you dude. Should cleanse and stuff. And I was like,
classic Big Juice misinformation.
That was the first one I read.
Propaganda.
And I just was like, this doesn't seem genuine at all. Cause all the reasons were like, kick off your diet for like bikini season and stuff. And I was like, that's not really what I'm going for here.
Type in juice cleanse fit into suit on Google.
And then around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I started at 8 in the morning. And then around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I go into the kitchen and I just subconsciously opened the cabinets and I just looked at the food. And I was like, fuck it. And eating, like, I didn't eat unhealthy, but I just started like eating everything. I made like a bowl of cereal. I grilled chicken.
So walk me through the timeline of this juice cleanse.
So I have it right here. I have this.
No, so your personal timeline though, like what you did.
I worked, it rained, so I thought about maybe like going for a walk or something. I was like, I probably shouldn't.
So do you wake up, you have some juice?
I woke up like immediately, and then I had at 8 a.m. mango peppermint green tea. Mm-hmm. The juices were all like actually good. Like pretty good. Like listen to these flavors.
Yeah.
Mango peppermint green tea was pretty good. My least favorite was the second one, which was turmeric pumpkin spice. I'm not a big like pumpkin spice guy. You know, yeah, I like pumpkin bread, pumpkin pie, but like pumpkin spice, eh. The third juice was avocado, pineapple, wheatgrass, which was pretty good. The next juice, the last juice I did yesterday was turmeric, carrot, gingerada, which was still pretty good. All the juices up to that point, minus the pumpkin spice, were like all like decent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bailed, and then as I was bailing, I was like, I'll do the second half tomorrow, and then
just split it out over like 8 days, just have one juice per day.
and then I thought about it, and I was like, that seems pointless. But I was like, I don't want these juices to like go to waste. You know, it was like $60, dude. So I'm just going to have one of them a day until they're gone. Because, again, they're pretty good. You know, like, although the one today, tell me how you think this sounds. This was supposed to be my fifth juice of the day yesterday. Chlorella infused greens.
That one
was pretty gnarly, dude. I looked up chlorella. It's like some sort of algae-like compound that is supposed to be good for you. And then the last three that I have are aronia berry lemonade, mango sea buckthorn, whatever buckthorn is, and blueberry cinnamon chia. And all of these juices, they come in like big pouches with like a different bird or animal on it.
So what do you?
And it
you
has like little blurbs
it with about water.
No, it's juice.
Like, oh, but it's in a pouch.
Yeah, like a big like Hawaiian punch pouch or something.
Mm.
and they all have like a picture of like a hummingbird, and it has little blurbs about the hummingbird that like it pivots into like motivation to like keep up with the juice cleanse. And it's like, I don't give a fuck about hummingbirds. I want food. I want solid food.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
And then last night I was at an open mic and someone offered me a cigarette. And I was like, yeah. And then I ended my day with a cigarette after starting with a juice cleanse. I was like, oh, the mighty fallen.
Yeah. I feel like those things can tend to have a negative effect because it's just so aggressive. Mm-hmm. It's like trying to just stop an addiction cold turkey or something. It's just bound to not work.
Where I was like, fuck it, I'm going to get. But I never ate unhealthy, but I did eat a lot because I was so hungry. I ate so much.
Man, I tried. So I was kind of telling you about this earlier, but when I was in college, I got this juicer from like Walmart. It was like $30.
Yeah.
And for like a few weeks, I was just obsessed with juicing. Like I was just juicing like all the time, 24/7, baby. Just making juice.
Oh yeah, I had one in college too.
Yeah, you know how I roll, just juicing. It was a terrible juice maker, and it would like fucking rattle like crazy. And I would just put in like a cucumber, and it would just be like, and then it would make like this much juice. Like nothing.
It's such an expensive lifestyle.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I think it was during finals, and I just decided to do an amateur juice cleanse. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna drink juice. And I had it was finance
juice that you made. You made the juice that you cleansed with?
Yeah, I had a juicer, and I was like, I'm just gonna fucking drink this juice.
Did you like look up like what juice?
No, I was like, I'm just gonna do juice cleanse. It was stupid.
What were you putting in your juices?
Just like fucking fruit and veggies and shit.
You were like, fuck it. No research on how to do this. You were just like,
there's no redeeming quality about this story. This is a mistake.
During finals?
I don't know why. I didn't know much common sense. I think Big Juice got to me with the propaganda.
Yeah, they do.
And I was like, oh dude, I'll feel clear.
It's almost bikini season. Yeah.
I was like, I'll feel clear for my exam. But anyway, so I was doing an amateur juice cleanse, and then I was taking, it was either like a finance or statistics exam or something. In the class I was like pretty confident in, but when I was doing the actual exam, I was forgetting like how to do algebra.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
basic shit. And I was like shaking. I was so hungry. And then I did it and I was like, dude, I'm pretty sure I failed the exam. Like it was terrible.
So wild.
But yeah, anyway. So, and then after that, I went home and I was just like fucking shoving donuts down my face.
It seems unhealthy to me. You should eat.
You have to eat some.
Yeah. Listen to this bullshit. Okay. So this is what the note card gave me. It was like, right, feeling hungry. If you get extremely hungry, you may have a cup of raw fruits or steamed vegetables, a handful of raw nuts, or a small salad with low-calorie dressing. Water is your friend. Drink plenty of water throughout the day. Along with regular H2O, you can have as much tea, parentheses, green and herbal, as you like. Coffee? It's complicated. It's not recommended to drink coffee on an empty stomach. I was like, bitch, I do that every day.
That's every morning for you.
Since it may cause gastric irritation in some people. However, if you are a diehard coffee junkie, we want to avoid you experiencing any discomfort, so feel free to drink a small amount. I had a cup and a half.
They want to avoid any discomfort, but they're like, don't eat.
Yeah, they're like, don't eat, but we want you to be comfortable when you're
when you're not eating.
And then finally, take it easy, champ. If your body feels up to working out, go for it. Just remember, due to reduced caloric intake, you may not be able to exercise as strenuously as you normally do. Take it easy.
So are you supposed to go the whole day and then the next morning you're just back to...
I think I bought one day of like a 3-day juice cleanse. Like I think that's typically like one of like a 3-day cleanse.
3 days?
Good dude, God. Some of these cleanses are like 2 weeks. People do like 2-week cleanses and shit.
Dude, it's should we do up. It?
No, dude, I'm never doing that shit again. Kelly and I did one in college one time.
Was it an amateur juice cleanse?
No, it was like a Costco brand juice cleanse or something. It was a 3-day one. I think I made it one full day and like halfway through the second day where it was like, fuck this shit. Fuck all of this.
Dude, you know what happens to me? Let me tell you about a personal problem I've been dealing with is if I'm at all hungry at night, I can't sleep.
Oh, I can fall asleep. Dude, I had a friend who was like, I had sleep for dinner last night.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Like, if I don't eat enough for dinner or something, and I get hungry, like, while I'm in bed, like, there's no chance I go to sleep.
What kind of things do you eat in that situation?
Like, fucking anything I can get my hands on, bro.
Like, do you try and, like, eat a light snack, or are you like, fuck it, I'll eat, like, frozen orange chicken from Trader Joe's? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, no, it's usually just snacks. Like, I'll eat Belvita.
Belvita bars are so good.
Yeah, no. Dude, Alex will get mad at me because I go through those things quick. Because I'll get the Costco, like the giant thing, and I'm just like,
How many of those do you eat a day when you work from home?
Oh, like one a day on average. Maybe two.
You hold yourself to one a day.
Yeah, unless it's the middle of the night and then I'm feasting.
And then I have five or six.
Yeah, but I'm actually out right now. Well, Alex got me some from HEB. But it's not
the brand.
Yeah, they're actually really good. They might be better, but it doesn't have the same volume. You know, I'm so a volume it's like guy.
More expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is a typical day in the life of Jack Gardner based on like food? You're working from home, not like you're like going out. Like, what? How do you typically go about eating? Like, what is your
That's
diet
a good question, man. Let me walk you through it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Is this all?
Yeah,
things
do the
I
whole
consume?
Day. Like normally, like kind of. Okay.
All right,
consider what the average day of food looks like.
All right, let me tell you what I did today. So I wake up, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you do. I got to start my day with a coffee. So
do you do coffee very first thing in the morning, like before you drink water or anything? Or like,
I'll have water and coffee. So I'll fill up a water and I'll fill up a coffee, and then I'll just start drinking like both of them.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So I'll either do hot coffee or this like cold brew stuff that I just like fill a cup up. So I'll either do that or a hot coffee. And then usually at like 10, I'll have a snack, either like I'll usually have a banana and like a protein shake. And then maybe
what, like milk. Just protein powder and milk shaken together.
Yeah. Okay. And then, like a Belvita. So just like a few things. And then for lunch, it's usually just like leftovers from stuff. So today it was, Alex made lasagna soup. You ever had it?
No, that sounds good though.
It's pretty good. So I had some lasagna soup that she had made. And then I got hungry. So I think I had another protein shake. And then I had a cookie.
What kind of cookie?
And a Belvita.
Nice.
I think I only had one Belvita today. There might have been two. But it was like these. My company gave us this it was like a Christmas present thing, and they were like these raspberry tart cookies.
Oh, I love raspberry tart.
Really good. So that's pretty much it. And then I just have dinner.
What do you do for dinner?
Cabo Bob's tonight, baby.
Cabo Bob's tonight, which is officially in Austin from what I hear.
Yeah, that's what everyone's been saying. But so I do every plate usually like once a week. So we'll do that. And then Alex cooks a lot. Honestly, she makes me food. Like,
that's so awesome. Several times.
I know, and I'm very appreciative. But yeah, she's like really good at cooking too, and she enjoys it, and it's pretty awesome. So
that's the name of the episode. It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. But yeah, what about you? So, and I'm doing copious amounts of cocaine, and
of course, that's why you're so scared.
Yeah, I forgot to add that.
I wake up, I don't do coffee first thing in the morning. I wake up and I'll like just chill on water till like 10:30, 11 sometimes.
What? You go till 11 without coffee?
Yeah, because I feel like I don't, like I'm tired initially when I wake up. And then when I kind of power through that, I'm kind of like awake for a little bit. And I really don't start crashing until like a couple hours into the day.
Wow.
So I also just try not to like, I try and like start the hydration, that like emphasis on the hydration versus like the coffee thing.
That's smart.
So I'll do like, I'll just chill on water until like anywhere from like 10 to like 11:30, just depending on when it strikes. And then I'll do coffee. And around that same time, I'll do like breakfast. During the work week, everything shifts back like 2 hours from when it would normally be. So then I'll do like breakfast, which I'll do like a bowl of Raisin Bran or something. Which I've been on big Raisin Bran kit.
I gotta bring Raisin Bran back into my life. So good. Raisin Bran.
I've been trying to increase my fiber, and then at the same time,
was that the point of the juice cleanse?
No, I've been working on I've been upping my fiber for a while because last winter I went to the doctor, and I got blood work done. Now, granted, this was a night on a Saturday after I went out on a Friday night, but like. My blood sugar was high, my cholesterol was high, all that kind of stuff. I think probably going out drinking the night before I got my blood work done didn't help.
Yeah.
But I told my mom, and she sent me this stuff called Metamucil, which is like a fiber powder that like also lowers your cholesterol.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fiber. And now I've been upping my fiber, and I can tell a difference. I like.
Are you pooping like crazy?
Yeah, like clean ones too. You know what I mean? Like I'm less gassy. It's nice.
Oh man, I might need that because I've been
game changer. I also will do like a spoonful of chia seeds, which have protein and fiber. So that's kind of my breakfast routine. Yeah, and if I'm still hungry, I'll do like two, anywhere from like 2 to 4. Probably like 2 or 3 rice cakes with peanut butter and jelly on it.
Ooh, dude, I know that's your game.
Yeah.
I've been introduced to that game through you.
It's so good. But I try and save that for like afternoon time. But if I'm hungry enough in the morning, I'll do it in the morning too. And then I'll go to the gym on my lunch break. And then after lunch or after the gym, I'll do lunch, which I struggle to find like a good lunch routine. During lunch is the toughest meal for me to like figure out what to do. Like this week I've been making grilled chicken sandwiches. I've tried making various bowls or salads or soups, and I just struggle to find like something that's like consistent.
Will you not just do like the same thing you do for dinner the previous night? I just make more.
No, because I do. I'll you'll once I get to dinner you'll understand. And then and then I'll do like an afternoon snack. So I'll do like maybe a couple more rice cakes with peanut butter and jelly on it. And then I'll do a smoothie, which recently has been consisting of banana, mixed greens, pineapple, mango, ginger, almond milk. And I do that every day.
It sounds dank.
The philosophy,
I make a smoothie from time to time.
Dude, smoothies are the best because whatever you do the rest of the day, you had a smoothie. That was like a really healthy smoothie. That's the philosophy. And so I do that every day. And then dinner, I've been doing this this meal plan thing called Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pre-made. So it's like one portion.
That's right. You told me about that.
Yeah. So that's kind of a day in the life of food.
Dude, should we one day walk a day in each other's shoes? Like I'll mail you pre-portioned out like everything I'm going to eat for the day.
That would be awesome.
You do the same. And then
next time we're in the same city, we'll like eat like each other for a day. Like yeah. I make all your food. You make all mine. Well, Alex will also make some of mine.
Yeah, I'll send Alex on a plane to you.
Dude, one time, last time I was in Austin, Jack and I slept at Alex's apartment and we woke up like super hungover, and we went to Chick-fil-A and had leftovers, and Alex made us Chick-fil-A breakfast tacos. And it was like the happiest moment. It was so awesome.
Dude. Yeah, she's pretty good at cooking, but yeah, the Chick-fil-A breakfast tacos were fire.
That was so good. Those tortillas that she used.
Mwah. Dude, those are the best. She introduced me to those. I don't know if you guys have seen them, but it's basically like you get them in the cold food section, and it's just like, I guess it's just raw dough, like tortilla dough. And then you just put it on the stove and it like bubbles up, and then you take it off and it just feels like a fresh made tortilla. It's so much better than.
It's so genius because those like pre-made tortillas aren't that good.
Oh yeah, those ones are not very good. It's so much better. Like it's kind of crazy how much better.
Like it's like restaurant quality kind of.
I could just heat them up and eat straight tortilla.
I'd throw some cheese on that bitch, but yeah, you.
Oh yeah, I mean absolutely. Yeah. And I could.
Yeah, you do you though, dog.
Dude, so last thing, so I've been watching. I was telling Bo just before this that I've been like rewatching It's Always Sunny, And I just got to that. Do you remember the Charlie Work episode that's like all one shot?
It's a great episode.
Dude, I forgot about that. And then I guess I hadn't seen it like since, but I was like, this is just Birdman.
Well, I heard them talk about it and they said like they say they came up with the idea before they saw Birdman.
But it had like similar music and stuff.
I wonder if like they saw Birdman and then they were like, they had the idea for a one shot episode and then they were like, we could probably like spoof Birdman in addition to doing this.
Yeah, I think so. Cause the main thing, I haven't seen Birdman since it came out in theaters.
It's really good. I watched it recently. Hold on.
Yeah, I remember really liking it, but it had like the drums in it, right?
Yeah.
Like jazz kind of drums and stuff. And I noticed that in the It's Always Sunny episode. And I was like, dude, this episode's a masterpiece. Charlie Day is just losing his shit. He's the amazing. Whole time. Yeah, it's amazing in it. I just don't think I realized the first time I watched it that it was all one shot. And then this time I was watching it, I was like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Dude, did you watch anything good over the holidays? You watch anything good? We didn't really talk about the holidays. We got kind of carried off on multiple tangents. But good at content nonetheless.
Yeah, but I think last episode we took on some more important matters than the holidays.
For sure.
I did watch Glass Onion, which
What'd
I really
think?
Liked. I liked it a lot.
I liked the first one better.
I rewatched the first one too.
Which one did you think was better?
I liked the first one better, but I think it's still really good. I just thought the story was better. I don't want to spoil anything, but
yeah.
I thought the story was better.
I still really liked the second one.
Oh, I would highly recommend.
Every movie they make where Daniel Craig plays a character, I'm in.
Daniel Craig's outfits in the second one.
So good.
I loved that. I think I watched another movie. I watched Castle in the Sky. Have you ever seen that?
The Miyazaki movie?
Yeah.
No.
It's pretty good. I fell asleep for like 20 minutes during it, so I missed like a part of it, but I really like that. Have you ever seen Porco Rosso?
No, but you've been telling me that that's one of your favorites of his for a while.
I'd seen that already, but some of my brothers hadn't seen it, and we rewatched it. It's pretty sweet. Michael Keaton voices the main character, which is
big. Love Michael Keaton, dude.
Yeah. Shout out to Birdman.
Yeah, respect.
I feel like I watch more, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. What about you?
I'll pull it up. Did you see that show 1899 got canceled?
Dude, I'm so pissed.
Yeah, I heard it. Like, it's like cliffhanger, right? Like, I haven't gotten to it yet.
It's kind of crazy. I thought it was pretty good. And it, I don't know, the fact that they did it so fast, like, it didn't even come out that long ago.
No. So on the plane to go visit, I saw the new Avatar movie, which I thought was okay. I watched
it. Oh, yeah.
I thought visually it was cool, but beyond that, I wasn't so crazy about it. I watched Zoolander on the plane to go visit my parents.
Nice.
Dude, that movie holds up so hard. And then I watched a bunch of Christmas movie. I watched some shitty ones that like my family wanted to watch. Like we watched one called Something from Tiffany's, which sucked. One that I actually liked was that new Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds one, Spirited.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's like a Christmas A Christmas Carol, but with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Mm.
I really enjoyed that one. I didn't think I would. And then I watched that movie Babylon. I don't know if you've heard of that movie.
Oh, is that the one with Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, where he's like a druggy guy.
Yeah, is it good?
It's weird. I walked out of that movie being like, I hate this movie. So I hated it. Like I walked out hating it, but I couldn't stop thinking about it for 3 days to the point where I was like, I wouldn't say I liked it, but I like my stance has softened on it. So
really?
Like I was like, I think that's the worst piece of shit I've ever seen. And there are parts of it that I still stand by, but like there are parts of it that I don't know. It's confusing. I don't quite know how to feel about what's happened with me in that movie in the last like since I've seen it, but I hated it and I couldn't stop thinking about it to the point where I've started to turn around on it a little bit.
You should rewatch it.
It's 3 hours and 10 minutes. I'm not gonna rush to rewatch it. And then I watched this documentary on HBO that I recommend pretty highly called This Place Rules.
What's that about?
It's this guy named Andrew Callahan who's like a really cool YouTuber. He has a channel called Channel 5 where he kind of does like man on the street stuff.
Mm.
And he was going around like up and down the East Coast in the period of time between like the Biden beating Trump and the January 6th insurrection, mm-hmm. and just like going to different like rallies and protests on both sides of the aisle. And it's kind of like from that experience how he witnessed like January 6th happen.
Is it that dude with curly hair?
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen something about that. That guy, I like his videos. They're funny.
They're really good. Yeah. But it's a really, really good documentary, and I recommend
it. Nice. I'll have to check that out. All right, dude. Got to wrap it up.
Yeah, this was a good one. We made some racks. We talked about diet. Like,
yeah.
It was definitely
less bit. Lean anything. Go on a juice cleanse until the next episode of Talk Sauce comes out.
It was less bit heavy, but I think it was still pretty good nonetheless.
Yeah, I think it was interesting. We came from a very bit heavy one to like zero bits.
Yeah, just talking about movies we liked and stuff. Yeah.
Well, let us know what you guys think. Yeah, that's it.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce.